WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's about 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Two recently constructed buildings in North Bryan vacated shortly after a Mexican food processor left town have been sold. Bryan-based Kristen Distributing purchased the buildings and 32 acres from the bankruptcy court, divesting what was Gundler Foods. CEO Mark Kristen says they'll move their malt beverage operations from the Brazos County Industrial Park. That will open space to grow their soft drink brand of Boots Beverages.
We've been experimenting with distributors in St. Louis, Ohio, Mississippi, and it looks like it's not just a Bryan, Texas type of product. HEB has the Boots statewide. We're negotiating, and Kroger's going to give us a trial in Dallas, Houston, and here. So I hope any of your listeners will look for the Boots' beverage, particularly the one that has my face on it.
Kristen expects to be operating out of their new 55,000-square-foot building, the one closer to Highway 6, by next July. And he's in the process of selling the second building to another manufacturer. The Bryan City Council has approved waiving an estimated $80,000 in fees to the developers of a senior living community near the Traditions Golf Course. Mayor Jason Byinski says it involves independent living and assisted care.
Slowly and surely, it's a good thing. Bryan and College Station are becoming a retirement mecca here. Got a lot of former students that are wanting to move back to be closer to A&M and the SEC activities and all the wonderful things that go on in our community.
Construction of the $35 million development is required to start by the middle of 2016 and be completed by the end of 2018. The council agreed to sell 36 acres earlier this year, and the closing is expected to take place at the end of next month. The College Station School Board is considering moving up their bond issue to next year instead of 2016. Superintendent Clark Ely says that follows discussion this week on the financial implication of building and operating a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. That followed last month's report that CSISD has added more than 1,300 students in the last 2 years.
We're going to come back in December and kind of put that all together and have a discussion and kind of determine what our next steps might be.
Dr. Ely says they've been in contact with College Station city officials who are also considering a bond issue for next year. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner wants to keep all the money generated by the state's fuel tax for highways. He's pre-filed legislation to stop diverting $620 million a year for other things.
Straightening out our books and making sure that a dedicated tax is used for that purpose is the first step, the prerequisite for the further discussion of how we go about prioritizing our budget.
Schwertner says the fuel tax has been used, among other things, for the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, the Department of Public Safety, and the Attorney General's Office. A reminder, tomorrow is the last day to register for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The registration form and other information is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time, 8:07. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll have warmer weather continuing to spread into the region from the Gulf, and it'll be accompanied by some cloudiness. That cloudiness will continue to push into the region today, and eventually it may be accompanied by an isolated shower, 65. Clouds night, there could be a stray shower. Overnight lows only around 60. Mostly cloudy, chance for a shower tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, temperatures near 60. Mostly cloudy, chance for showers or thunderstorms Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we know that weather guys are not accurate, and that's okay. About 50% of the time they get it wrong, right? So now what, he hasn't given us a percentage of rain for Friday night, but right now he's saying 40% chance. And we just don't want that. So what we're going to do is just say that's not going to happen. Marilyn Strada is here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Scott. How are you?
Good. It's not going to rain on Friday night, right? Because we have something planned downtown.
We do. It's Lights On downtown to kick off the holiday season. 6 p.m. Gloria Sale Park, which is at the corner of Main and 28th Street. There's going to be live music from the Salvation Army Band, the St. Joseph High School Band, and the Bryan High School Chorale. Santa Claus is coming.
Hey.
Did you know that?
I knew he was eventually. Didn't know he was going to be there, but that's great. Yeah.
You know, we have the best looking Santa Claus I've ever seen that comes and visits Bryan College Station.
All right.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
No, Santa will be there. He's going to help switch on the lights, and we're going to have a tuba Christmas.
Okay, that'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun.
There's going to be a walking parade, cookies, hot chocolate. Children are going to be able to, there's going to be arts and crafts for children, and they're going to be able to write letters to Santa and leave them in the mailbox down there. I know I have mine ready.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll look forward to that.
We're going to show the Polar Express at the Palace Theater at 7:30. All of this free of charge, and we hope everybody will come down there tomorrow night, and Scott, just don't let it rain.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. You know, we got the forecast. We read it, but we just hope it's wrong. Also, I know that y'all have put something else together, which is kind of neat, as you've begun the journey for one particular animal through the system in Bryan. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, the Communications and Marketing Department at the City of Bryan has decided that we have a responsibility to help make people safe and make the community better and to address issues that can sometimes be people don't really like to talk about sometimes, and sometimes that has to do with animal shelter animals. So yesterday we posted a special report on our website at bryantx.gov called Waiting for a Place to Call Home. And basically it explains to folks what happens when an animal is surrendered to the animal center or found by animal control. You know, there's basically three lifespans there that you could follow, three routes, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. about what happens to one of those animals. We're going to follow one animal through that process, but there's a lot of good information out there, and it will tug at your heartstrings, and you know, and that's a good thing.
It is. It's a well-done piece.
Well, thank you, and I've got a great staff down there. They are awesome. They're incredible. But we hope it will tug at folks' heartstrings, and just remember that this time of year, if you're thinking about a puppy or a kitten for the family, there's nothing better than a shelter animal. They're the best animals ever. So rather than go out and spend a whole lot of money on a fancy-wancy dog, go down to the animal shelter and find your forever friend there.
There you go. That's it. Good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
Marilyn Stroud here. She's just one of two guests from the City of Bryan. We've got newly returned City Councilman Mike Sutherland. We've done this before.
Yes, sir, we have, and I'm back.
Yeah.
You know what? MacArthur says old soldiers never die, they just fade away. Some of them keep coming back.
Yeah, that's it. So newly elected to return to the Bryan City Council, now is a single-member district rather than at large. This is a body that you have quite often had a divergent point of view about. I guess I want to talk about how has Mike Sutherland changed, how has Mike Sutherland stayed the same, because there are a lot of times when you stood by yourself voting against things that the council did, and some of those things turned out pretty well.
Well, that's true, Scott. I really haven't changed. I think we ought to present our positions, try to justify your position, and try to win the others over. And if that doesn't work, well, it doesn't work. But that's what I'm supposed to do, and that's what I've been doing for years. So,
you know, I was looking back just obviously you voted for some things, but you voted against some things that basically had to do with transportation. I kind of want to understand, now as we look back at what Briarcrest looks like now, what University Drive, the Bryan portion of that looks like now, those areas have developed, and they've developed well, yet that was something that at least at the time, and this was back in 07 and 08, that you voted against that. But kind of I'd like to get your thoughts now. As you look at these areas, they have, in fact, expanded. They have, in fact, increased in business. They have, in fact, helped commerce in Bryan.
Which one do I start
with?
Well,
let's start. Okay, we can start with Briarcrest. That's good.
Briarcrest, what happened there is the businesses came to me that were right across the street from the high school, and they said, you're going to kill us if you don't have a – at that time, there was no break in the median there. It was just you had to go all the way around the block and go behind the buildings and all kinds of stuff like that. So, and also there was no breakdown further towards Eagle. They hadn't considered that. So I got people together with TxDOT and all that, and And finally, we got through to them. And finally, the lady that's up there now was the one that finally listened to us and put that break in there. But that was the problem. They didn't want it. And the other problem was...
Talking to the district engineer, right?
Right, district engineer, TxDOT.
Right.
And she's really good. But the other problem that I saw was they were spending about $10 million, between $8 and $10 million...
This Christmas?
To take away a driving lane, and I couldn't see how that was going to help us. But in any case, and most of the accidents had been solved by putting the Walmart little yellow poles up there to keep people from turning left there. But the real problem that I saw was that the bridge is too small. The Brackrest Bridge is too small, and our traffic had fallen off from 40,000 to 35,000 to 30,000 cars crossing that a day. That needed to be dealt with. That's where I was coming from.
Sure. Let's talk.
Okay. Wait a minute.
University
Drive. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't vote against widening University Drive. I voted against putting an elaborate median there at the turn on the Copperfield.
Mm-hmm.
There was $300,000 or $400,000 being spent on that marker there. That's what I voted against.
Okay. Bryan is one of two cities in Texas that has a transportation fee. Now, I recall you've opposed that in the past.
Yes.
Still feel that way?
Yeah, because it's a regressive tax.
Okay.
And I've been approached by some of the other council members to try to do something about that. It needs to be rewritten. We probably need it, but it needs to be rewritten so it's fairer to older people, older businesses, smaller businesses, so you have a direct relationship in what you pay and what their traffic is to their location. Because some people have buildings that are closed, and they still pay that fee. College Station's not that way. It's a little different.
I've got one, and I'm kind of a fan of them, but you were against the BTU smart meters. You still feel that way, or is that a good...
Okay, you call me pot stirrer and lightning rod, and the reason that is because...
I didn't call you that today.
No, not today, right, exactly. But the problem is people have issues, and I thought you got elected to represent people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you got elected to represent your own interests. That's what I got a problem with. But... people come and they say, Mike, the smart meters may cause me a problem. And if you read some literature, there was a lot of literature about it. You check the literature out, and some people can determine that they may have a problem with the emissions from those smart meters. Now, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying what people say and what people brought to me. And so I did some research. We have a company here that does that smart meter thing in town. And so I went to them, and they sat down with me and explained it all to me. And they brought somebody from another electrical company in. And they said they have a policy that if you don't want a smart meter, you pay $75 or whatever it is not to have a smart meter. And I don't remember how the meters were read. I think you maybe mail it in or something like that. But the meters were read in another fashion. But they accommodated those people. And I don't understand why, if people are afraid of something, why you can't accommodate them. Because it didn't cost us anything. Not anything at all. So that's where I was coming from.
Okay.
And wait, let's go back to the...
Sure.
Let's go back to the lightning rod at the pot store. What happened there?
Now, look, I'm going to get you a banner if you want. We'll get you a sash to wear.
Maybe a name tag.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens, though, is that the people have issues, and they talk to other people in the city, and they can't get their points across. So they come to me, and I'm a dummy, so I just take it, and I run with it and figure out what to do, and I bring it before the council and other people, and they've already been beaten down, so they beat on me about it. But that's my job. I don't care what your issue is, as long as it's not immoral or illegal.
Okay,
I
now,
deal with it.
They've already been beaten down.
Right.
Who's the they?
Well, I want to say that. I don't want to specify.
No, I mean, do you mean members on
system,
council have already been beaten?
Okay. The system.
Right. You're talking about voters come to you because the system has beaten them
exactly
down.
Exactly right. They can't get people to listen to them.
Okay.
And so when you... it's been my experience when I understand what their issue is and I get the staff together to look at it, they can understand it. And there's a little different perspective, because many times the citizens, it's like a us or them deal. We're going to make you do it, and we ain't going to do it. It's that kind of, they get adversarial, which is not productive. So I try to be the guy that tries to take care of both sides, because I'm very sensitive to the position that the staff's in, because I've been there myself many years ago. So,
they changed the charter as to what it took to get items onto the agenda. I'm not real smart, but I think I can put together a scenario where there might be a lot of new things added to an agenda now because there would be enough votes to do that. Are we going to end up spending a lot of time trying to answer questions that have already been answered to bring up, I don't know, for lack of a better word, maybe nitpicky things that have been solved for the vast majority of Bryan residents?
Well, whose call is that? Whose call is what is nitpicky?
Well, okay.
Who makes that decision?
Let me just say, from the standpoint of the meters. Now, for the vast majority, there apparently is not a problem. Now, I understand that you might want to put in some sort of a contingency for other people, but you can't spend all of your time trying to micromanage the system.
Is that fair?
Who's going to do that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Not me.
Okay.
I don't do that. I'm the people's representative. If people don't like what... Listen, how did our country start? People didn't like what was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped it. And
mm-hmm.
we got a whole different country now. And that agenda item thing, that started from the city council people keeping me from putting stuff on the agenda.
Okay.
That's what that came from. And so I walked the streets with about 2,000 people. We got 2,000 signatures, about 60 people walking the streets. And we got a charter amendment. You know what the charter's about?
Hmm?
The charter is where the people say what's to be done. You read state law, and the charter says the citizens decide what to put in the charter. The citizens decide, not the elected people, not the staff. The citizens decide that. So if they don't want you to do something, they can tell you through the charter. And we're hired hands. We're employees of the citizens.
Mike Sutherland joining us this morning, newly reelected to the Bryan City Council. I've asked other members of council this before.
Well, don't ask me then.
No,
well, you said don't repeat.
No. if I were to give Mike Sutherland a magic wand, okay, I mean, you have certainly items that you would like to see enacted. You have things that you would like to see done.
Right.
Give me a list of four things that Mike Sutherland would like to see done in the city of Bryan during your term.
I want to see the great schools website show the average score for Bryan schools to be 8 or 9. Right now it's a 5. I want to see...
Okay, time out. What does the city of Bryan have to do with that? That's the school district.
Are you serious?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Is that a serious question?
Yeah. Do you set the standards in the schools?
No, but the problem is, how do you have a successful city without a successful school system?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that. That is the fundamental underpinnings of your town, is the school system. And you look at any town in the country, you can just drive across the city's limits right here and look at College Station schools, and wherever there's a high-scoring school, the property values are higher.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a multifaceted problem. How does Bryan impact that directly? We hire people, we bring businesses in here that have that don't have a prevailing wage, that have minimum wages. People that have kids are on minimum wage have a real problem in the school system. The kids have a problem in the school system. So that's got to be changed. Austin and Travis County have a policy so that when you give them a break, when you give them a dollar for a tax rebate or something like that, they have to have prevailing wage, they have to have benefits, and they have to have certain percentages of people living in their town.
All right, stop.
Okay.
Now stop.
All right.
I understand a prevailing wage.
Right.
You know, what that really is,
right,
is that's a, no, what that is a living wage. You don't want to use that because that's a lightning rod word.
Okay. Well,
but
okay,
here's the problem. This is a right-to-work state.
Right, exactly.
There is a situation where you don't have the unions in
right,
Texas as you would in other places.
That's right.
Now, let's say you bring new people in, and those people are going to have a prevailing wage of $17 an
whatever
hour, for instance.
Well, that's
whatever.
Not prevailing. That's
all right,
not prevailing.
Let's say, all right, what, $14
okay,
an hour, okay?
More like 10, but anyway, go ahead. All right.
That's not right. It's higher than 10.
Okay. All right, whatever all right, it is.
Let's
whatever,
say 12, okay?
Okay, 12.
Give us something we can agree
right,
on.
Okay.
They're going to still be the vast majority of people who do not make that wage. Now, that's not going to raise their standard of living. You're going to cause prices to go up on everything.
Yeah.
That economically is not a good thing, especially in Texas. Part of the Texas formula, part of what makes Texas work, is that we're a right-to-work state, and we can keep taxes low so that dollars go further.
True.
Okay, so you don't talk about bringing a company in that's going to screw
wait,
up
wait,
your...
Time out. We're not talking about somebody coming here and buying property and doing it on their own. We're talking about somebody coming here and getting $10 million, $5 million as a rebate on their taxes. And you give it to the companies, the corporations, they take it to Houston, they take it to New York City or Arkansas, they don't spend it here.
Okay,
but if you get it to the people, they spend it here.
I can agree with you when
and
it comes to
that. And they don't leave
that,
our town. That's where we get, you make your money on people
right,
buying bread and cars and sales tax.
All right, you got three more to go.
What? Okay,
we're going to be here till Tuesday. We got three more to go. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
No, that's it. So that's one thing that Mike Southern would like to do.
Shoot,
what else?
Okay. Well, we have in District 4, there's drainage problems. Burton Creek is a real problem, been a problem for years. And they did a study in 2002 to show what could be done to repair it. At that time, it was like about $2 million probably. And now it's probably going to be $3 or $4 million. But that houses consistently flood along Burton Creek. I mean, almost every time it rains. Poor people, and new people come in and buy the houses, they get flooded. So that needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting worse because some houses hadn't been flooded in 30 or 40 years, and now they're getting flooded.
Sure. Yep, know that. Okay, that's two
all
things.
Right.
What else?
Okay, and the third, how many do we have?
I'll give you four.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a chance to wrap up on anything I didn't cover.
Okay,
so, again,
right,
we could be here a while. But
okay,
go ahead. Yeah.
Right. And the fourth thing is, I can't remember. No, the third thing. We're on the third thing.
Go ahead, Rick.
the third thing is that we have to develop rooftops. We have to come with up with some kind of incentive for people to build their homes here with their children, hopefully high-performing children. Because I believe if you bring, like A&M school system is bolstered by the children that go there associated with the university. Their kids are tuned in on education, and they have a lot easier time in the school system. So we got to get some of those kids in our school system. And to do that, there's going to have to be some kind of incentive because we're adversely selected right now.
Okay, you're shining a light on a problem. So let me hear a Mike Sutherland
okay,
solution to that.
I don't want
to
be laughed at after a while.
Well,
now,
no,
this is just
no,
off the top. Okay?
No, that's exactly right. And that's what I mean. I understand
yeah,
that.
This is about, you know what, to go where I want to go, you got to let people express themselves and come up with a bunch of ideas and sort through them.
I have not. Right. I have not disagreed with anything that
you said
on these three things. Okay?
Right, okay,
I mean schools are very important.
Right.
It does tie to the city. I just don't see that the city can do something. Burton Creek, you're exactly right, and you're saying the same thing.
I said one. I said about the wages
right.
and the
okay. And then rooftops. We need more rooftops.
Number two is that the city now has an incentive for builders to get $3,000 or $4,000 back on a house.
Right.
Okay? So who gets the money? One or two guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One or two guys benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where do they live? Probably in College Station. Okay, so my deal is, my deal is that what you need to do is you need to incent the homeowner. And my framework now is what we do for commercial. Commercial, you give a 10-year rebate. So I'm thinking if you got two kids that are in school and high performing, I don't know how you'd figure that out, but, two kids in school, you want to build a house, you can get a 10-year tax rebate. That's worth, Brian, money's worth about, that'd be worth about $10,000. And so the builders would benefit because they can probably charge a higher price for the house, but the homeowners would benefit too because they're getting a tax break.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
I'm listening. No.
Okay.
But what I'm doing, I want to hear what your ideas
right, yeah.
are. I mean, that's what this program is about for you to do that.
So those kind of things for me work out like that animal shelter deal, that you were involved in, your wife was involved in. And I thought, I know history. Anyway, my solution was to take it over and let's do it ourselves. Okay, but as it turned out, we got two animal shelters. So we got twice the people taking care of animals. So that's why the euthanasia rate's so low now, because of that. Yep. I didn't do that, though, but, I knew something was wrong. Hell, I didn't know what to do, but, I knew something.
It was a consequence. It was not seen at
that's
the time.
Right, exactly.
I would agree with you completely
right, exactly.
on that. All right. So, I'm glad you've come up with an issue or two we can talk about. Is there anything else that, again, we'll have you back in, but, what I'm trying to do is make sure that people understand what the Mike Sutherland vision for the city is and where you think we can improve.
I think they understand it because in this race, we had 8 mayors, 11 council members. We had the PAC or the real estate PAC against us. We had a fireman against us, and we only had about a quarter of the money that the other side had, and the people listened to us. I don't know how they sorted it out with all this stuff against us, but I had faith in them before, and I really got faith in them now, and especially with that charter amendment. The charter amendment, nobody's talking about the charter amendment, but the charter amendment, there's about 10,000 people that voted on that, and about 7,000 voted for each one of them. So the people are serious about that, and it's, the word was that you can't understand it. It's poorly written. I wrote them, by the way. poorly written, doesn't make sense and all that stuff.
But why didn't you give it to the city,
the city attorney?
Why didn't you give it to the city attorney first? Can I ask you that?
We're the people. We don't have to have an attorney help
us. Okay, but if
that.
The AG strikes it down, then
they're
not.
They can't. They can't strike it down because the people say what they want. And the second thing is, this is not about your voting rights or her voting rights or my voting rights. This is about our employees talking to our employees. The city manager can't do those things that we got on there. So if our employees do not like that situation, quit. Go somewhere else. That's the way it is. And the people say to do that. Not the people are saying to that. And the Constitution says we the people. And
yeah.
In Texas, it's the same way. Mm-hmm. And so when you ignore the people, you get in trouble. And that's what happened on that. The people that were against that, the charter amendment, they spent about, the city spent about $35,000.
Huh? Not against it. No. That was about,
well,
no,
let
that's
me finish. All. Hang on. Let me finish. There was about $35,000 from the city. There was about $40,000, $50,000 from that PAC, okay? And the PAC had all kinds of advertisements on your radio, on television. I mean, it was like every hour, every 30 minutes.
I understand.
And it was very specific about what they were trying to get across. But the people did not buy it. The people understood what it was about. It was a very simple language. I mean, 7,000 people could understand it. I don't know what the problem is.
Now, my understanding is now that the city does it only from an informational standpoint. You don't take a
right.
stance.
Only for information.
That's correct. We are able to publish and produce curriculum that would educate the public. Just like Brian ISD did a flyer on their bond election and all that. our city attorney's office prepared with some help from the former chair of the Texas Ethics Commission, wrote an educational piece that was meant to educate the public. We certainly did not spend $35,000 on it. Let me tell you what the $35,000 budget request was for, Mike.
Okay.
When you're going to have an election with only two single member districts, because that was all that would have been on the regular ballot, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, when you go from two single member districts to five or citywide, your costs are going to go up, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the bulk of that.
Well, but the advertisement cost $5,000 a page.
No, it wasn't that much.
They charged me.
Well, you're not a governmental entity.
You're not a governmental entity.
You're not a governmental entity, and by law, they have to give us their lowest.
Okay, but in any case,
we didn't spend that much. So, just wanted to clarify, the $35,000 was to cover the entire cost of going from two single member districts to all citywide, plus an educational piece that the council asked us to do.
Okay. I'm just glad we have two elevators.
No, we get along fine. The point, that this is a good point, because we love this. We love to argue with one another. But when it's done, we're done. When we're done, you know, it's over, you know?
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Mike called me the morning after the election, and we talked for about an hour. And at the end of the call, he said, well, obviously, we're going to be arguing a lot. I said, obviously.
And they got a chance to do some of it here this morning. Mike, thank you. Mary Lynn, thank you for being in here this morning. And Mike, thank
my
you for
pleasure.
Coming
thank
in.
You
all right.
Having
all right. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. GoToDealers.com.
Texas A&M gets the early call today as they open play in the Puerto Rico tournament down in San Juan. The game will tip at 9:30 this morning. This is a big tournament. Eight teams are involved, including Texas A&M, Boston College, College of Charleston, the Dayton Flyers, today's opponent, the Mason Patriots, the New Mexico Lobos, Texas A&M, Connecticut, and West Virginia. So at 9:30 this morning, Texas A&M will play Dayton. With a win or a loss, they would end up playing, either depending on what happened, either Connecticut or College of Charleston in the second game. That would be on Friday. And then the last game of the tournament for A&M, with Saturday off, would be on Sunday. Aggies have a record against Dayton, just one game. And it was played back in 1999, lost it 81-68, played that one at Dayton. So 9:30 this morning is our game time. We'll broadcast the game starting at 9 o'clock over many of these same stations. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
New indicators from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small decline last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits across the country. The Labor Department counted 291,000 first-time applications for jobless benefits, 2,000 fewer than the prior week. And the overall cost of goods and services held steady last month. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index was unchanged in October. Best Buy posted stronger than expected third-quarter results. The electronics retailer had an adjusted profit of 32 cents a share on revenue of just under $9.4 billion. And L Brands, the parent of Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works, is also coming off a strong quarter. About a quarter of the nation's workers will be on the job on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's Day, but most people polled by Allstate and the National Journal say they are satisfied with their work and the roles played by their employers. Stock market futures are still lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
This year for electronics and tech, the Black Friday war is on. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's going to happen to someone else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn that someone had racked up a $15,000 credit card balance and bought a timeshare in his name. This motivated Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's got even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10%. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
In less than a week, America's biggest retailers will meet on the Black Friday battleground. There's no question that they're out for blood and your business like never before. It started a week ago when Walmart corporate told local store managers to match the prices of Amazon. Brick and mortar stores never do this because it costs them more to operate. Target then opened fire with a $119 online price for a 40-inch HD TV. Not to be outdone, Best Buy fired back with an incredibly low price on Samsung's latest technology, 4K televisions, for only $900. They usually sell for thousands. And now, Walmart ups the ante by matching prices with Target, Best Buy, and Amazon on all electronics and toys beginning tomorrow, a week from the real Black Friday. I have a feeling that this year's price war is far from over. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station residents might be voting on two bond issues next year. The city is in the process of creating a citizens committee, and during this week's school board workshop, there was discussion of moving up a year, a package to build a third middle school, a third intermediate, and a 10th elementary.
They really didn't lean one direction, but they looked at, obviously, the financial components and took those into consideration, as well as the need for the kids and really where we're getting tight at our various campuses. especially in the intermediate and middle school level.
Superintendent Clark Ely says they've been in contact with city officials.
And we understand what that could mean for taxpayers in College Station and College Station ISD. So that continues to be a factor in our discussions at the school district.
This week's CSISD board business included awarding a $13 million contract to build the new Center for Alternative Learning located on the site of the former College Station Conference Center. A local business expansion includes the purchase of buildings and land vacated earlier this year in North Bryan. Kristen Distributing CEO Mark Kristen says he has purchased what was the short-lived Gundler Foods plant off Highway 6 north of 2818.
We just don't have enough office space, storage space, parking space. We're totally out of space here on Independence. So we've really been blessed and really looking forward to continuing the business from the new location.
Kristen purchased two buildings and 32 acres from the bankruptcy court, divesting the assets of the former food manufacturing plant. He's also in the process of selling the rear building to another manufacturer.
I think they'll probably hire 15 to 20 new employees. That's just a guess. I think that deal is imminent.
Kristen will move the company's malt beverage operations to the former Gundler building along Highway 6, along with his offices. Kristen will keep their current location off 2818 south of Highway 21 to expand their soft drink business. Earlier this year, the Bryan City Council sold 36 acres of land near the Traditions Golf Course to develop a senior living community. This week, the council approved waiving an estimated $80,000 in building fees on what Mayor Jason Bienski says is a minimum $35 million project.
They'll have an opportunity where you can have some ownership, maybe a casita-type situation, and then as you advance in life, then there'll be other opportunities that'll be assisted living care down to true-type nursing home facilities. So you can start off when you're 55 years of age and end up when you're 100 years of age and have the different options of care for you.
Construction is required to start by the middle of 2016 and be completed by the end of 2018. State legislation to stop diverting $620 million a year away from its legal purpose has been pre-filed by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner. He calls it truth in taxation.
When people go fill up their gas tank and pay that 20 cents per gallon, that they know that when they fill up, that's going for the intended purposes that they voted on in the past.
Schwartner says keeping all state fuel tax money for highways is only one piece of the funding puzzle.
One was obviously Proposition 1 that utilized some of the money, that the excise money from our oil and gas severance tax toward transportation. This is a second piece, and there's discussion in reference to utilizing some of the sales tax when a vehicle is purchased, either a new or used vehicle, and dedicating that or transportation.
Schwartner says the state needs $4 to $5 billion a year for highway funding. Among other supporters of Schwartner's proposal is House Speaker Joe Strauss, who was also asked about the future of the Texas Enterprise Fund, which came under scrutiny last summer due to poor oversight.
They know that education and transportation and water mean more to our business climate than any incentive fund ever can.
Strauss says the fund used to attract new employers cannot be abolished because of offers being made by other states. After facing a contentious public hearing in Austin, the State Board of Education votes Friday morning on new textbooks for Texas classrooms, and the board is getting a lot of last-minute pressure from the activists. Board Chair Barbara Cargill of the Woodlands, whose district includes Brazos County, says activists can't erase the role religion played in U.S. history.
Our curriculum standards are excellent because they have students going to the primary source, to the original documents, and studying those. And it emphasizes, our standards emphasize our founding fathers and that rich religious heritage.
Cargill says the books that are selected are likely to be the most conservative used in Texas classrooms in decades. An armed robbery Tuesday night at a Bryan convenience store resulted in no injuries and the loss of an undisclosed amount of money. The store clerk at the Shell store across from Bryan High at 29th and Barrick told police he was threatened with a knife. The suspect description is online at WTAW.com. And a reminder, tomorrow is the last day to register for the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The registration form and other information is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
845, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Programming note, we have Texas A&M basketball coming up in 15 minutes from Puerto Rico. So if you're tuning in for Glenn Beck, then is he here? Yeah, okay. Well, Patrick may be able to help us out. Okay. Talking to what Chelsea. Now? I'm talking to Chelsea because she's going to be running the board for the
basketball game?
For the basketball game, which is coming up. And I know how to run seven buttons on this board, which have to do with the show itself. And if it's not on those.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's right. And it's some days I can't even do that. Of course, one of my favorite things is dialing the phone. So we're going to.
That one has 10.
It does, I know. But I only have to use a few at a time. So it's okay. It works out just fine.
Well, 12 if you count pound and asterisk.
That's right. We're going to see if Mr. Downs is in his office.
Hello.
It's Ben Downs. How are you?
It's you.
I know.
You called my phone directly. You didn't go through the switchboard. Haven't we talked about that?
I know. It causes confusion for the young ladies up front. I didn't want to do that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's the best part of your day.
You know, we have a lot of commercials we're going to have to jam in between now and the 9 o'clock when Dave starts the broadcast, simply because we ran long with City Councilman Sutherland and the City Secretary Marilyn Strada was here as well.
You're wanting me to say something smart.
No,
about
I'm not.
That,
no, actually,
I'm not
no.
To. I'm not rising to that.
No.
Date.
What I'm calling about is, you've seen the bumper stickers that say "Keep Austin Weird,"
and I have.
They're only 90 miles away, but it seems like they came from another planet
and another decade.
Yeah. Apparently, on Monday, news broke in the comments section of KXAN.com about a proposal to build a monument to Barack Obama.
I saw that in Austin.
Austin City Council has apparently pushed forward on
18
that.
Feet tall.
Yeah.
Really?
The statue would stand at nearly 18 feet tall, would be located near the Riverside and First Street intersection. Only a portion of the $22 million project will be funded by the Austin Democratic Alliance. The rest has been pledged by the Austin City Council. Just saying.
Oh, my.
I didn't know they could stack it that high.
Patrick wins.
Yeah. So I'm just.
I wonder if they'll have a bat roost on that. That's right there at that area.
Yes, it is.
It
is. Yes. It's not. It's near Auditorium Shores. Actually,
that's what they used to call it. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, it's the old different strokes for different folks thing.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure that either the College Station or Bryan City Council would want to move a veterans monument out of the way for that. But
Well, I'm just thinking, aren't you glad that you wouldn't be the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Austin, that you would have to go and defend
you
that?
You know, what will probably happen is they'll build the statue, they'll have it there, and the Austin Chamber of Commerce will have a little plaque at the bottom that says, wait, we can explain.
Yeah. And put a website so that people get a longer explanation.
We don't have a clue
why this is here. Yeah. Anyway, well, I just thought you'd like to know that so that when you talk to your friends over in Austin, because you have many over there.
I'm talking to them in about an hour.
Are you?
I actually am. I'm going to just ask them what if they prefer the grape Kool-Aid or the cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are going to go, what's your problem with that? Why do you have a problem with that?
It's just that inherent racism.
That's it. All right. Thank you.
Good day. Okay.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Join us for pizza, Pepsi, and puppies this Saturday, November 22nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Share the love. Dog adoption fees waived. Join us at Sterling Subaru, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTW. Need to swing my mic over here. Did you hear about Dish and CBS? They're not getting along very well. Apparently today, CBS is pulling all of its shows off the Dish network. They were not able to come up with an agreement. CBS has been running commercials claiming Dish is not willing to pony up the same bucks that other cable, satellite, and telephone companies have. So we'll see, which means CBS, along with Showtime and CBS Sports Network, could disappear from Dish, as well as the highly rated CBS shows like NCIS and Big Bang Theory. Hollywood Reporter says Dish also stuck in negotiations with TNT and TBS.
And they already dumped CNN, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. While I was on vacation a couple of weeks ago when they didn't have CNN on election night, which was too bad.
Mm.
The Wall Street Journal says the Nielsen TV rating service, which traditionally has only covered broadcast TV, has just announced plans to measure subscription online video services like Netflix.
Hmm.
Would give advertising clients some measure of how the various streaming services stack up against your broadcast companies in the future. Nielsen also says it plans to have the audio portion of the streaming shows encoded in the same way that the radio stations are now, so they can measure which shows are being streamed on devices like cell phones and iPads.
Huh.
So that, what? Oh, that's what it was. Oh. Well, you're coming in the same pot where the basketball game is coming in, and so as a result, that's why I was monitoring them.
It's okay.
Is there something else you'd like to say that hurts your feelings?
Oh, no.
No, I was talking to Kevin, but go ahead.
No, my feelings aren't hurt.
No, okay. Nothing's hurt my feelings today. Okay. I was going to put this call for scholarships up on the wall, and that's all I had.
You were just wandering by?
I was. Well, yeah. That's how we do it here.
Spent a lot of days. How'd the big project go yesterday?
Big project went fine as we begin to pour concrete for Maverick 101.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, our new Maverick radio station is going to get a big old stick out in the woods that'll be loud and you can hear it far, far away and everything.
Well,
that does make a noise.
Working on it.
Yeah, that'll be okay. Well, okay. Glad to gonna put on those. Now,
we're out there.
Quite, he put headphones on.
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
There were deer out there and everything. There were deer and concrete guys.
Oh,
an
man.
Excellent mix, I might
I was going to say, did any of them make a move for their...
No.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, not while I was there.
Yeah, I understand. That's... Yeah. I think when we were finishing our house, we had to get it done before the beginning of deer season. You know, that was the because if we didn't get it done, well, we had Christmas coming up, and it's a long story. But yeah, deer hunting.
Oh, do tell us, Scott. I'd love to hear it.
Deer hunting and subcontractors. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's all. So,
so what's new?
No, not much. Just, just had a little live radio this morning, which was kind of fun.
Would you like to? Would you like to? I've got these scholarship recipients this year. Would you like to guess which one had a glamour shot made?
A glam shot.
See if you can spot the glamour shot.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that. Okay.
Yeah.
That going on. Okay.
Yeah. I think we spotted which one that is pretty quickly. Right. Everybody else is standing there with headphones and headphones and microphones and off center on the picture. Mm-hmm. And then there's Daniela.
That's it. Well, mm-hmm. Good for her. Yeah. All right. We're going to get serious. That's okay.
Oh, okay. So I'm very sorry.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, she's from Texas Tech also.
Oh, well, no wonder. Yeah, that's the end.
Mr. Downs, he's trying to throw you out of the studio.
No, it doesn't work. That's okay. You think I haven't noticed that? You think I'm not wise to his ways?
By the way, designers have unveiled the world's tallest roller coaster. The coaster hasn't been built yet.
So cool.
But a company called U.S. Thrill Rides released its video showing what it will look like. The skyscraper coaster will be part of the proposed Simplex Entertainment Complex in Orlando, Florida.
It'll look like me standing on the ground beside it watching all the fools get on.
Video released by the ride's creators allows you to take a virtual trip of the 570-foot-tall ride, complete with all the thrilling loops and dives and spirals. In addition to the coaster, Skyplex will include restaurants and bars and shops and a video arcade and rock climbing wall.
Taller than all but one of our towers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Our tallest is way tall, but the others are all under 500 feet.
Well, to get this now, concussions have emerged in the last couple of years as a major threat to football players, and neuroscientists at the University of Pittsburgh think they may have a solution: magnetized football helmets.
Okay, this is silly. I'm leaving. Got work to do.
Magnetized?
That's what it says. Magnetized. Researchers believe that using magnets in football helmets would reduce the risk of concussions by as much as 80%.
Reversing the polarity so when they get close together?
There's your hyperbole right there so that people will run to the story. Current football helmets technology designed to cushion blows after they happen. Helmets that use repelling magnetic forces could prevent a head collision from ever happening. Yeah, but you know, then what happens? How violently does it throw the player's head to one side? Okay, we're talking about a problem there.
Oh, yeah,
what? What? Oh,
All this is just they send it out and they send it out of the show prep and say, hey, I wonder how many stations are going to actually broadcast this.
We're casting asparagus at this, okay?
All right.
I'm not saying it's going
to
work. That's what I said.
Did I
just use the word hyperbole a minute ago?
Yes, you
Thank
did.
You.
It's got some interesting possibilities, though.
Yeah, well, again, we'll just see.
No, it doesn't. It's a fake press release.
Really? Two players heading at each other, and then their heads diverted a 45-degree angle? Tell me.
It would go a 45. I mean, the idea, that's not a bad idea, though.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying it's one that won't work.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, JetBlue Airlines announced yesterday that they will be joining Frontier and American Airlines by offering airfare packages that include or don't include a checked baggage fare. So that leaves only Southwest for now offering a free checked bag. Company also announced yesterday they would be reducing the amount of legroom. Oh, good. in their Airbus A320 planes from 34 inches to 33 inches. Man, what's a, you know, after all, what is an inch between friends? And a Great Dane in New Haven, Pennsylvania, gave birth to 19 puppies.
Ooh.
Great Danes normally give birth to about 8 babies at a time, doing that and more. So there you are. I have to, I'm sorry, I can't. You, go ahead now, walk in there now, but I'm having to monitor for a basketball game. All right, on this date in history, because we got to bail a little bit early. 1955, RCA offered a contract to Elvis Presley for $35,000.
That was a lot of money then, though.
Yeah, it was. And let's see, in 2004, a scientist who invented the Army's K rations that were linked with high cholesterol and fatty diets and heart disease died in Minneapolis. He was 100. Oh, wait. Didn't say any place he used to eat the things. And in 1985, they kicked off this little thing that you might recall called Microsoft Windows 1.0. How'd that work out for you? All right, we got to bail a little bit early because we got Aggie basketball coming up at 9 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.